When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you want a passport, you gotta go to Monroe. I have my passport with me today. I confused a lot of people.
I said, why did you flash?
I went to breakfast and I pulled out my passport. Jason Moore? And everybody got confused. I didn't need it. I was looking for something and I moved. I know that I can run exactly 0.87 miles at this altitude before my hands start to shake. How good was the Bourne Identity?
They're all good.
I didn't see the one that they filmed in Vegas because I found out I was like there and I could have been an extra.
Yeah, it wasn't as great. Yeah.
They didn't talk.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. What's it called?
The Bourne Again.
Born Again?
Born Again.
Welcome to the Christian Podcast. We're talking about being born again. We're going to get a K-Love Award. Actually, we're talking about Matt Damon because he keeps making Bournes again.
And they're good for the most part.
When did that come out?
Not near as big of a letdown as Jurassic Park. So,
how did I miss it?
I don't know. My computer, everybody, today is just for show. It's not working because it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Cold. Si, what's up? I don't know.
I got short legged breeches on. Are you saying it's cold?
Yeah, but you know it was cold because I already asked God when he wore underwear today. That's how you know it was chilly out there.
Well, we're at that time of year whenever you wake up and you hear the bongos playing and you're like, going to be cold today.
The natives are restless.
And then by 3 o'clock, it's 95 degrees.
Yeah.
And you never know what you're supposed to wear.
But at dark, if you don't have a jacket close to you, you're going to freeze to death.
It's a confusing period in life.
Yeah, this is where when you go fishing, you've got that one compartment in your boat that's just clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That way you got options. You can get into short-legged breeches if you need to, but you can slap that jacket back on for the run back to the ramp.
Unless you're got one, because then you've been zipping them things into shorts and zipping them back into pants for years.
Them ain't even got no zippers on them.
No, they
nice to have options.
In fact, those are so short, he may be like one of them South African professional hunters. I'm seeing parts of Godwin's legs I ain't seen in a minute.
What's up, Steve Irwin?
They awful white.
I like how I said it's cold outside. Yeah, it is 71 degrees.
It's still white. I mean, I ain't got a tan or nothing. I got to go fishing.
Yeah. How's your head looking? Is it no tan up there either?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, man. I ain't seen your head that color in a long time. It generally stays a healthy shade of red up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's healthier.
Give me a couple of days.
Sunscreen's important.
Give me a couple of days.
Yeah, you do have to go fishing tomorrow.
You have to go fishing?
Jace needs crappie.
Yeah.
What, does he put a bounty on?
If I have to.
He apparently puts in a request and we fulfill his request.
Mm-hmm.
They're filming a cooking show or something.
Dang. I was about to say, how do I get this in on this?
You act like you don't eat dry fish at your dad's.
Getting a boat with me.
I just want them to show up clean at the house. That's what I'm trying to be more selfish than I already am.
He likes the delivery.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to be like Jace.
And not with scales on.
I'm giving him to him alive.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's don't clean. Even, he don't. You know,
he wants to clean them.
Jace got trust issues. He don't even trust Godwin to clean his fish. So
if you don't trust Godwin to clean his fish, I don't. You know. But Jace will turn that like into exercise. Remember when he got super into chopping wood?
Mm-hmm.
Just everywhere you went around the neighborhood, Jace was just chopping other people's wood.
Yep. And would leave it there for him.
That was for this.
No. Tim Tebow told him, "Hey, good workout, chopping wood."
Yeah.
But
trust me, Jace did it because of the green stuff, son.
Yeah.
Duck Dynasty was pretty big. He needed extra money, so he had to chop wood.
Yeah, he always needs extra money.
Somebody get Dave Ramsey on the phone and get him down here to talk to Jace.
Yeah, somebody get him an envelope. Good night.
Run it.
Maybe three of them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he's out there just chopping Big Dave wood for money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, all math jokes ain't terrible, only some.
That one was.
That was pretty bad. Now, the difference was that one was bad.
He said only some.
What are we doing today?
Yeah, I got that one off a buddy. Boy sent it to me.
Oh, I thought
who sent it to you? I got 3 hours of sleep last night. So why? I'm like wound up.
Why?
Because I couldn't sleep. You ever just can't sleep?
No.
Side.
Never.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't He's looking that. At me like I'm.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have that problem.
So. I woke up at 2:30 and never went back to bed.
Side don't stay up but 3 hours.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm usually in bed. Okay.
Yeah.
I walked around the
Either
house.
Either for a nap or, you know, hey.
So you've been up since 2:30?
I exercised. I've been looking for this key for like a week. Looked for that for an hour. Still haven't found it.
It's over.
I put it in a safe spot. I remember doing that.
You'll never find it again.
What's it a key to?
I can't tell you that.
They can't tell you that.
It's going to be in the last place you look.
That's right.
Guaranteed. No, I'm going to get another one made, and then I'm going to find it. It's somebody else's key, so I feel bad.
Oh, somebody else's house?
No, church.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Whoops.
They don't want
that one's on me, man. I'm going to call you later and tell you I lost the key.
Yeah.
I'm going to apologize.
You lost the key, and I found a new channel.
You found a new channel?
Yeah, my wife found a new channel on TV.
What is it?
Huh? 91. What? Channel 91.
What'd you do? Turn
What's the name?
Banner?
What's
no,
the
no,
name
look. The first thing that come up was John Wayne, and he may have been, what?
It's called Grit?
Oh, no. He was probably 21.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, young John Wayne. And look, the first thing I thought, you know, it wasn't no sound. I said, oh, this is going way back. This is, you know, silent movies. And then the people would start showing it, you know, and one of them, you know, he's writing everything down on a piece of paper and showing it to everybody to read. You know, Matt the Mute.
He was Matt the Mute?
Yeah, Matt the Mute.
What was wrong with him?
He was a bad guy. He was a crook.
Oh, I thought he might have been mute.
It was a big put on. He was an outlaw. But he got it in the end.
What channel is this?
Huh? 91 on
91.
On the dish channels.
Just.
Oh, I'd ask you to look it up, but your computer's out.
Okay. I got phone still.
Oh.
The computer is just for show today, though. But it will suddenly start working.
But this is way back in the day.
Ain't no
guy. It was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and Trigger and all of them guys.
Trigger?
Yeah. Huh.
Is that a horse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you don't know about Trigger? Yeah, it's a horse. It's a Palomino that Roy Rogers rode.
I was just making sure that wasn't some actor's name.
That wasn't his real name.
No, the horse had a stage name?
No. Yeah, he had another name originally, okay? That blew my mind. I said, wait a minute. All these years I've been thinking it was Trigger, and it's really some other name?
Well, he had to change his name. He couldn't go nowhere.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Couldn't write a check.
Are you going to tell me Flipper's name's not Flipper and Lassie's not Lassie?
No, that's a stage name, Flipper.
And Air Bud's not Air Bud?
And you ever heard his laugh?
Who?
Flipper.
Goblin can do it on a wood duck.
I said. It won't call a wood duck, though.
Wasn't his name.
Flipper's name won't do it.
What, Trigger?
But not his name.
That wasn't his
name was Golden Cloud. So, I mean, I think that's an upgrade.
Hey. I don't know one thing. He was a beautiful horse.
It's a beautiful
horse. Of the Palomino family.
Palomino.
How do you know so much about...
Hey,
animal acting
it's
in the
westerns, son. Look, if you watched westerns, you'd be as wise as I am right now.
That horse died in 1965, and you know a lot about him.
Oh yeah,
that's after I was born.
That horse was born on America's birthday in
1934. Hey,
34. Horses can live to be 30.
Oh yeah,
that indeed.
Yep.
I'm learning a lot today, Mark.
Golden Cloud did.
His name is, he switched it, actually.
He went by Trigger.
He got it legally changed like Ocho Cinco did.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where we're going today, Martin.
I'm just trying to figure out how a man can remember all that but can't manage to work a cell phone.
Or remember his wife's birthday.
I have no use for a cell phone.
You sure do. I've tried calling you seven times today and your home phone don't work.
I have fun with my home phone.
It don't work.
Hey, I'm the robo killer extraordinaire.
Well, you are right now because when you call it says this caller not available. All it says.
Oh.
So it's robo killing yourself.
Hey, I give him a chance.
Who?
I give him a chance.
I've called you seven times today.
Hey, the phone rings and I'll say, well, it may be broke again.
You know, no, it might not be. It is.
Well, I say hello, and hey, if you pause longer than 1 second, it's
time.
Robo killer is at work.
Oh, wait, Martin, are you calling his house?
This one will be very high up.
Oh, my. Martin is calling Si's house.
Okay.
We're waiting for
Christine, I answer now.
No.
Waiting for the dial tone.
The party you have dialed is not answering. Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm not impressed, Robo Killer.
Hey, what? No,
you ain't even doing nothing. You're sitting right here.
Well, hey, look. she may have updated it, okay, and changed it and said, hey, put Robo Killer on automatic.
Automatic.
There you go.
Okay.
Did you know?
You've been trying to call really and it wasn't the answer?
It does that every time.
Well, hey,
yeah, I've been trying to call and tell you, say we were changing the time of this thing.
Well, I got it.
And to let you know, you missed our 10:30 all company meeting.
Oh, pitiful.
Oh, pitiful.
I didn't get my 2 cents input this month.
They were going to listen to you this one after all these years.
I was just hoping you'd bring another pan of dressing in.
No.
That's so funny.
I'm going to wait. I'm trying to,
You should do a personalized voice.
Still not got it perfected.
Oh, no, I've got it down now.
Oh, you got it?
I knew it had to do something with, okay, I had the bottles of sage I had were either old or it's no good. So my wife, I've been talking about it, she bought some new.
Yes, she did, buddy.
Okay, and this is called rubbed, sage rubbed.
Rubbed?
Okay, yeah, and it's actually, I can't believe that, she looked it up, Google, dressing, duck dressing, and it said, hey, put 2.5 tablespoons.
Whose recipe was that?
Google. That's all I know. She Googled it. Come over. Well, this is already, we measured it. She bought it and then poured it in.
Powder.
Huh?
Powder.
Sage is a chopped up, like a leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it actually was 2.5 tablespoons.
Okay.
And I used 2 of them. One for each batch because I made 2 batches.
2 batches.
The first thing Martin said when he ate, he said, buddy, you got the sage taste you wanted. I said, finally.
Yeah, he found it.
Yeah, I finally got it.
Huh?
You need to put a 1 tablespoon.
Dressing is better. It's like what?
Chili.
Gumbo? With blue bonnet on
gumbo.
It.
Gumbo.
Gumbo is always better the second day.
So is chili.
It even gets better third day. Yeah. Well, hey, it took me about, 3-4 days? 4 days to eat that, the 1.5.
It got better every time you eat.
Oh, yeah. It got better every time I ate.
Yeah.
I mean, excellent wasn't the word. Last time by this, it was about halfway. And
I've never got it.
Well, won't you bring some up here?
Let me eat the whole thing.
Did he?
Yeah.
He brought it
and dropped it in our last meeting.
Yeah, I'm busted the meeting up the head.
I
come in, I said, hey, what's going on? Where's everybody at? And they said, hey, they're in the office, in the conference room having a meeting.
Y'all have meetings?
Yeah, and Garrett said, hey, let's bust the meeting up.
Y'all got flower beds? Y'all got meetings?
So I walked in there, and they was all talking.
This place is
discussing
lost
business, and I said, hey, take a break, eat some dressing, and duck.
I need to come slop this joint back up.
Hey, you left and it got clean. That's all I'm going to say. I prefer the old one because it's all I've known.
I try.
Next year, I only want, twice this year or once?
With me?
Yeah.
Once.
What? No, I'm going 5 times next year. I've already put in
a request.
Yeah.
I just go once.
Yeah. That way I can go ahead and freeze more wood ducks and then have dressing when I want it.
Well, there you go.
Not if you get taken out by EMP.
I got 6 in 2 a package. And I got 6 of them in the
taken field. Out by what?
You better hope our friends over at Ready Pantry have you ready.
Yeah. Oh. We're going to have to figure out a way to dehydrate your dressing and put it in a powder.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a joke, I say. Let's take a break.
Yeah, it is a joke because you can't make that happen.
I look at my butt often and think I deserve better. I mean, there's just nothing there.
I agree. I mean, as a man who's watched your shorts fall off of you for 12 years now, you do deserve better.
And you know what? So do our listeners. And this year, they should introduce themselves and their behind to the best with Tommy John's super soft underwear, loungewear, and pajamas.
I don't agree. And if sweaty or chafed, describe your parts down under. This time, try the ultra comfy underwear. Look, Louisiana, we're in that weird part where we're about to go from winter to summer.
And that's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, and that is no lie. And that's a rough transition down there.
You never know. Well, you wake up, you put on too much clothes. Your next thing you know, you're walking like you just rode the Judge Roy Scream after going down a water slide at Six Flags, and you're red and you need Gold Bond, but not with Tommy John's.
See, that's what I'm talking about, because Tommy John's breathable, lightweight, and moisture-wicking fabrics are designed to make you feel that much more comfortable so that you can do everything better. Their tri-blend and modal fabric stretch four times more than competing brands, and Tommy John moves 16 different ways to give you plenty of breathing room. Look, we're nuts about Tommy John's comfort innovations, like a supportive hammock pouch and easy access horizontal quick draw fly so you can be ready in a hurry. It's no surprise Tommy John sold over 20 million pairs of their lint-free, fuzz-free underwear, all featuring their famous no-wedgie guarantee. With thousands of five-star reviews, Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics like us.
They go way further than fans.
What are we?
Hey, you got to put fanatics in there, boys.
Yeah. Add it.
Love them.
I mean, Si, how long have you been wearing them?
Hey, ever since they come out.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't you feel fresher?
Oh, yeah.
Cooler?
Yep.
Stylish?
And I move 16 different ways. I fix to go see Dancing with the Stars, boys.
Hey, sign him up. That's it, sign him up.
Yeah.
Watch him. I'll slide him across that floor on them Tommy Johns. You'll never even know he's there.
Never even know over there.
The first row of fans better watch out, because he's just going to keep coming.
I'd put James Brown to shame.
There you go. Look, and don't worry. Your most valuable assets are always protected with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Si loves them, and so will you when you get your Tommy John's. Shop Tommy John's President's Day sale now through February 20th and get $25 off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Doc. Save $25 only for a limited time at TommyJohn.com/Doc. See site for details.
Si, why don't you have like an actual voicemail? You just have like the robo one. Like, you should be like, hey, you've reached Si Robertson's house. If you hang up, I'll call you back.
The phone is useless.
Martin, did you know have you ever called me? And got voicemail?
I text you. I don't call.
See? I was just fixed to say that.
We got telephones.
When they invented the phone in the old school days, you actually said hello and actually talked on it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I didn't know text messages were a trigger. Okay. It's a typewriter.
That's you write letters.
But if my voicemail guy
is
Irish.
All you do is do the text deal.
I don't know how it happened.
Did you get a new phone or something?
No.
I don't think I have my voicemail set up now.
Mine, you know how it's always the same lady that Si has?
Yeah.
I got some Irish dude.
Really?
No. Hey, you know why? Really? Know why I don't use phones?
Why?
Because one day, they bought me three.
Yeah.
Well, I had my band. I had to go out, and they wanted to get in touch with me.
Cursed them.
Well, I hit it because they said, okay, here's the home button. This turns it on. Well, I turned it on, and, hey, I got the cussing out of my life.
From your phone?
From the phone.
You haven't heard this story?
And I'm talking about not. These
I
guys,
have. I still
you
go don't.
These are all 18, the bad. These are all the bad words, okay?
97. I don't really know.
No. Look, my wife said, well, you had to do something. I said, I did do something, darling. I touched the home button and turned this stupid thing on.
Is this
and
like I when said, you went to the movies, Ted?
Someone on the other end foul-mouthed me for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think you got your first day with your phone and going to see Ted, like, mixed up.
Yeah.
Now, who did you go see Ted
Christine.
With?
Christine.
You and Christine said, let's go see a movie about Winnie the Pooh, and it turned out to be a cussing bear.
No, hey, look, all I did was sing the stupid advertisement, and I thought that since it was talking about the stupid bear,
it would be cuddly.
Okay, it would be rated, you know, PG. You got it.
How?
Hey, I go there, and it's about drugs, sex, rock and roll, everything that's dirty.
And
okay,
it was
about.
And you, how much of it did you watch?
We sit there and watch the whole stupid movie because I said,
because he couldn't quit laughing.
No. This has to get better. No, it never got better. It got worse.
I remember when Si came into work the next day and told that I about died.
Hold on.
When did Ted come out?
Everybody said, didn't you see it was rated X? And I said, hey, it never said that when I watched it. I said, hey, it's about a stupid little bear. I thought it would be,
Winnie the Pooh.
PG, yeah. No, he ain't, hey.
So you didn't go see Ted 2 then?
No. Mm.
That was in 2012.
And they saw it at the theater.
Oh, yeah. And it was a big letdown. Okay? Big time.
That might be.
It hurt my feelings immensely, okay?
Did you get popcorn?
Yeah, all that. it ruined the whole night. You know, that was a blown $100. Just, you know, I might have a little cigar with it.
$100?
Yeah.
Man, you got more than popcorn.
Chocolates? Oh, he got them hot dogs.
I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall, though, when the first time that he went on one of them rants in there and just seen Si's face.
Oh, no. I just.
Of a teddy bear cussing.
Yeah, you're talking about ticked me off.
And that, running
that
women.
Did it.
I bet that was his wife.
What happened with the rating on this? Somebody dropped the ball.
It was rated R.
I bet that was as wild as my experience last night of trolling Hunter's Instagram that I didn't know existed.
Oh.
You didn't know Hunter had an Instagram?
No, but I found out last night when you tagged him on a duck call room post.
Oh, I've been following Hunter for years. You always find out what weird movie's coming out by following Hunter on Instagram. See?
What's the weirdest thing?
There's some karate stuff happening 2 hours ago, and Hunter's like, got to tell the world about this. And I get sucked in. And then I don't see the movie, but I ask Hunter about it later. Hunter, what movie is this?
It's a show on HBO by...
It's called Ted Center.
No. Bruce Lee classics.
No, I don't think Bruce.
Famous director that did a movie called Old Boy that was real famous.
The best part of the movie is the, that old boy is the yell.
Well, friend, I'm going to have to talk to you about The Chosen after this. But
Si, what other movies did you go see at theaters other than Ted?
Oh, wait, Hunter, we got the cinema file.
I think so.
When was the last time you went to a movie in theater? Not The Blind, that doesn't count, and not Ted, that doesn't count. Both very different movies, by the way.
Well, for what?
Just to go see a movie. You and Christine were like, you know what? It's Thursday afternoon, about 2 o'clock.
20 years, I never went into a theater to watch a movie.
And then it got sucked in by Ted.
Well, he used to sit in cars and look at them.
That's right. We used to go to the drive-in.
Would you go to a drive-in if it were available to you today?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That sounds like it would suck.
Yeah.
No.
I'd take that redhead to the drive-in.
I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a way better system than that.
In the summertime, you had these things you'd buy and it spiraled around. You'd light the end of it and it'd keep skeeters out of your car. Because you had to roll your bender down
to put the speaker
on.
Yep. That was back in the good old days, boys.
I gotta be honest, that doesn't sound great.
Oh no!
Like we're trying to watch a movie and we're being attacked by mosquitoes.
No, that's a rookie talk.
We don't even go there to watch a movie. Or you drive your truck up there and backed in so you could sit in the bed and watch it.
You didn't go there to watch the movie, son.
I have a blanket.
Am I allowed? As if I ask, what did you go there for? Is it going to be rated Ted or is it going to be rated The Blind?
Oh, this is rated X.
Okay, never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back
right after these minutes.
No. What did you go? Was that like y'all's hangout?
That was back when I was dating JD.
Oh yeah,
that don't sound like dating to me.
He used to be over there by the airport.
I sound like you from the front seat to the back seat.
Sounds like you're doing something other folks do.
We had so much fun.
How many drive-ins did you go to? But didn't you go drive-in with Phil and Kay?
You were just in the back seat of Phil and Kay's car.
Hey, I was a chaperone. That's what my mama told me.
You made sure none of that went on.
That's right. None of that hanky panky gonna happen when I'm there, boys.
Well, luckily for Al, you weren't very good at it. Boom!
No, that's what Kay and Phil said.
I sent him to the concession stand.
Yeah, that's what Kay and Phil said. Hey, we found a way to be alone.
I don't know if that'll make it to the concession stand.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
Some popcorn.
Man, that's tearing down a fourth wall for some people that hadn't necessarily ever done the math.
Go get us some popcorn.
Go watch The Blind, son.
No, I'm aware. I like it, though.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, this is a wild episode full of sin and debauchery at the movie theater. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm not done with that yet.
No, let's get back into it when we get back. And not the Yater.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. Look, New Year's come, holiday season, the crazy shipping time for us is gone, but not for Johnny D. Fishing season just getting started over at the Honey Hole.
It's time.
I guarantee you. Look,
you get those old people from El Dorado that say, I need you to ship me something, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't have time for that. Oh, wait, I have stamps.com. I'll send it right to your door because Ashley, my good friend that works at the post office, I don't go see her. She comes and sees me, and she takes the packages away, and next thing I know, I got happy customers who don't even live in the same state as me.
There you go. And the crazy thing is postage rates just increased again, and luckily stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry. With rates you can't find anywhere else, like up to 89% off USPS and UPS, plus Stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping option, so you don't have to navigate all the different carriers. They do the work for you. It's a one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses, and we're all representatives of one of those 1 million businesses, whether it's the Honey Hole, Duck Commander, Buck Commander, Strut Commander, Fin Commander, you name Nature Medic for Corey. I mean, like, we got a lot of stuff going out of here, and it all leaves here via stamps.com. But you can get access to the USPS and UPS mailing services you need to run your business right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Look, and again, you sell online, it'll go into any website deal possible.
Super
Shopify,
simple.
Etsy shops, it doesn't matter. Every major marketplace they connect to. It's a stress-free solution for every small business. Use stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and printer. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you got to have something picked up, dashboard it. Go on the dashboard, click it, schedule pickup. They come get it.
Boom.
That simple. You never have to go to the post office again. Keep your mailing and shipping moving at the speed of your business with stamps.com. Sign up with promo code DUCK for a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code
DUCK.
The Goblin, were you a big drive-in fan?
You betcha.
Can you confirm what Si is saying is true? Is that why y'all went to the drive-in?
Well, we'd watched a movie. We'd watched the beginning of it.
The credit.
I think, say, I think part of it.
Yeah.
The beginning of Jaws is not good, though. Like, the end's what you want to watch.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you've seen it, sometimes you
didn't. That's right, one of them, maybe.
Yeah. Then sometimes you just load up as many people, because it was the same price per car. So you'd load up as many people as you could get in there.
That's right.
Oh, like the Christmas lights
on
there.
Oh, yeah.
In the trunk. Yeah.
In the bed of your truck.
Okay. Yeah.
So you just all...
Lawn chairs beside it. We'd have a picnic.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It was a party.
Oh, yeah.
It was a party.
You should open it. You got money. Buy, like, a couple acres and open a drive-in movie theater.
I bet you'd work.
If you do that, I'll come every day. I'll be your number one customer.
Hunter's excited.
In Texas especially. Some towns still got them, and they're running.
I don't know that
And doing a bang-up business, too.
I bet you now you could just Bluetooth the speaker to sound.
Yeah.
Or turn on your radio.
Yeah, turn the radio on.
That's a better system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you that'd be.
Well, but also the movie theater.
I guarantee you, you could make $1 million doing that. I wish I had more than 3 acres.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, because if you go to the back row of the movies, the armrest slides up, right? That's what I knew at 17. Did you not know that, Martin?
If what?
This may come as a shock to you. I don't watch many movies.
I didn't either, but.
And not because of doing what they were doing, but if I sit in one spot that long.
But that's what I'm saying. You can
you remember
out and walk around.
That problem you had of not being able to sleep, I don't have that issue.
Go to sleep in the movies?
If I'm idle for.
Boy, you will now.
45, 50 minutes.
Chairs they got in there.
Yeah, I just go to sleep.
Like, it's snooze time.
That's just what I do.
There's one in Florida.
A drive-in?
Road trip.
That's too long.
Road trip.
On 72 acres.
Wow.
Somewhere called Eustis.
We're going to need more than $1 million to be made to make this work.
Oh,
16 drive-in theaters, regular operating, rating throughout California.
I mean, a drive-in would be a cool place to take
it
your
would.
Kid.
Oh, no.
Because like then they're not bothering other people at the movie theater.
I Googled drive through movie theater. That's a different thing. That's like
drive through.
Yeah. Well, I had a family tell me that they didn't watch the movie. They was watching what me and my girlfriend was doing, and said that was the best movie they've ever seen.
Where have we gone?
Oh no! Look, this is all in good fun. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Search. Okay, I'm finding this one. I'm finding the closest one.
You can make some money. People would go. I'm telling you.
They'd go.
If people would go, people would be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're talking about, it used to be a party.
If it was
8 or 10 of us piled out of charge, just like you said, bring chairs, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Sit out. If when the weather was real nice, sit out. And
if we open one, there's going to be a limit of people per vehicle.
Nah, don't do that.
No, you'll run it. You'll run it.
Oh, what?
You'll run it. The kids will want to try to sneak in and see if they can get away.
Oh, yeah. Just let them sneak in.
Yeah, let them sneak in.
This is a terrible business model.
No.
No, they're going to go to concession stand.
I say, you know.
Hey, they're going to spend money buying all the popcorn.
If they'll sneak in, they'll steal your bubble gum.
Just charge $20 for Coke and $30 for a bag of popcorn.
Well, that's what everybody gripes about now.
But they still go do it.
They still go do it. That's why I said $100. You spend $100.
There's one in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Oh. Well, there's more of them around as you think.
I'm not going to that.
Is it around Tishomingo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up near Yazoo City. It's right next to the Piggly Wiggly.
Boy, Yazoo City, I killed a deer over there.
It is in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, drop time. Oh, that's the best time.
No,
oh, yeah.
nothing good happens at these things. Hold on, Beth sent me another one.
That's where they play them horror movies over.
That's it. Hey.
Oh, no. No.
You sang in a man's cabin in the woods. You sing in a man's cabin?
That took hold. I don't care nothing about no horror movies.
Stars and Cars Drive Through Cinema.
Stars in the Car.
At John Schneider. Isn't that Bo or Luke?
That's Bo.
Yep. Is that Bo?
Yep.
Where's that one at?
Probably in Tennessee.
John Schneider.
Oh, wait. That one's in Louisiana.
Yep. Of course it is.
Oh, that's over by Shreveport.
Slidell. Down by Slidell somewhere.
Yep.
Is it?
I think it is. I'm serious.
I think somebody just had a big backyard and said, watch this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It had more money than it had since.
All you need is a couple of sheep.
That's it. Show them
what about the
sheep? Three. Stretch them out.
Yeah.
All you need is three in the wind.
Yeah.
Stretch them out tight.
Three feet in the wind.
This business model.
And then you can play Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, boys. Hey, every once in a while for a storm.
There you go.
Oh, Beth is over here.
Time out. The lady that come from the country where you're locked in 9 months out of the year thinks a drive-in's a genius idea. Yeah. Time out.
It'll be so much fun in Canada.
It is.
Hey.
I've done it multiple times.
In Canada?
Hey.
Beth is yelling at us that she's gone to multiple drive-ins in Canada?
What else she going to do?
Freeze to catch hypothermia?
Summers are not as oppressively hot as they are here.
Oh, so just in the middle of summer, you're out there.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, they might as well because it don't get dark up there.
Did y'all not have like couches growing up?
Do what?
You could just watch the TV?
Yeah.
I had to go to the store to watch TV.
They'd look in the window.
So you like a drive-in?
Yeah.
I'm against them. There's a reason they're gone. I'm saying it.
They're not gone.
What?
They're just forgotten.
They are. Yeah, exactly. Not. Even the ones that are open, they're like, oh. Can't wait to watch The Sandlot, and they're like, you're 30 years behind on that one.
I hate everything that you're saying, John Daly.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
Whenever we were like, hey, go see The Blind, we didn't say at the drive-in.
You can watch newer movies at them, I'm assuming, right?
You can get an iPad and stick it on your steering wheel and wham.
That's not as fun.
It's 2024.
Hey, you can just charge for parking lot, parking spaces, let people come.
I got a whole driveway.
There you go. Four people watch them right there.
Hey, think about that. It's a sparking.
Martin, are you for it or against it?
Hey.
I don't know enough.
And it's free. Just come up there and pull up the slot.
Yeah.
I mean, as a guy who has become a very large fan of Central Heat and Air, I would want to say I'm anti.
Yeah.
Not anti. It would have to be very seasonally done for me. I'm not going to go in the summer and sit in the bed of my truck and watch a movie.
Oh,
I ain't doing it.
Could you imagine? You're not very adventurous.
The shower you would have to take after that?
I mean, there's no amount of Tommy John's and Thermocells that would make that comfortable for me. I'm sorry. Like,
maybe it's the West Monroe in me that's just got me against this.
Like, I just don't want to be stuck to my vinyl chair had to sit in and watch it.
No sense of adventure. No sense of adventure.
Now, if you wanted to run it,
no sense of romance.
April, and May.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Hey,
or if they played like Bluey movies where I could take my kids and they could wander and I could. Well, say
that
halfway,
was open in the winter time.
You know, winter.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Our winters now are terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that way, hey, she wants to get warm.
It rains every other day now.
He had nothing to do with the movie.
No.
She wants to get warm.
No, he's remembering his courting days.
Yeah. Yeah, hey.
He was a little old Spike Buck on a green food plot, but
Back then, didn't
know what it would do, but he knew he liked doing it.
The car seats was like a whole.
That's exactly right.
They wasn't no console in the middle.
Well, that was the thing. I was trying to find
out. He was trying to figure out what it was there for.
Just wait till Si finds out about Netflix and chill. Bro, way better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I will say, he's not wrong.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Mine's got ordained.
That was growing up, yeah. JD, back in the 60s.
Back in the 60s. I went to the movie theater. Right. I liked it. There was an arcade and everything.
Didn't we film a Doug Dynasty episode? There's a drive-in here.
No.
Right?
No.
Over in Monroe, an old abandoned one. Didn't we film a show there?
Yes, it is.
We filmed a show there for Doug Dynasty. Yeah.
It was awesome. Got that stung you just by used the word abandoned.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say it was open. I just said it was there.
It was in rundown shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did film some episodes.
I thought we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so. Well, let's take another break. I'll be back right after this. Hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email. Hunter, look alive. If we do run a little shorter on time, I guess what? Let's just throw Hunter's Instagram up there and talk about that.
Yeah.
It is a wild ride.
I love it.
You know how to make a duck blind?
At Hunter Nick Nerd.
Uh-huh. You know how to make a duck blind?
Cover his eyes?
Poke him in the eye.
Oh.
That'd be rude.
Poke him in the eye.
I've got emails.
Hey, in unrelated news, both of my kids are walking.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Good luck.
Welcome to the world.
You just thought your house was kid-proof, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I do have a question, because all y'all have raised kids. Why don't they ever go in the same direction?
No.
The only time they're at the same direction is when they're passing each other.
Yep. They learn at a very early age, divide and conquer.
We was thinking, boy, I thought I had that stuff up high enough.
No. Yeah, Jackson got some long arms. He can reach just about anything.
Wait till they're inside the refrigerator.
Jackson is there.
Wait till you look up and they're somewhere that they shouldn't be up in the air.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's why
they move chairs.
Johanna, the refrigerator's right here. We got cabinet right here, right beside it.
Three drawers.
She pulls the drawers out, using them for a lighter, got on top of the cabinet and sitting on top of the refrigerator. I come in there to get coffee.
Yep.
How old was she?
I don't know. Little.
Little.
Yeah. Before she gets.
Oh, no.
Before she started school. I mean, way little.
Yep.
Too little to be on top of the fridge.
2 or 3 year old.
Mm.
They're very resourceful creatures.
Yeah. Both of them can climb way better than I can.
Oh, yeah.
Currently.
Now you got to keep an eye on.
Waylon's a climber.
Is that saying a lot?
I'm saying that I'm grossly overweight, but that's fine.
I'm just making sure that you're not. I didn't know if you're a good climber.
No, but they're better at it than I am.
I'm a terrible climber. Yeah.
They don't need near as big of a perch to get a foothold.
Just a little knob is
enough for them.
Why was that way? That boy, you know.
I'm telling you.
I'm serious. He could probably, you know, like, used to put a $100 bill on top of a pole, telephone pole, grease it down.
He'd get it.
He would figure some way out to get up there and get that $100 bill.
Yeah, that's wild.
I wouldn't bet they couldn't do it.
I will say this, since they started walking, though, it seems like Jackson actually likes his brother now, so that's a plus.
That's a solid. When they become friends, it gets easier.
Yeah, they're fixing to say who can outdo that.
Well, if it's on eating, Waylon got a lot of catching up to do. But
very interesting.
I thought I'd share that. It is.
Buckle up.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
Are you to the
there.
Point where you have to duct tape their diapers on? Have they got to the point where they just want to be naked all the time?
No, I mean, they take them off from time to time and think it's funny, but.
Okay, that lasts until they're about, I don't know.
So they're body trained?
It's still going.
Sixth grade.
Oh, wanting to be naked?
At 9 and 11/12 and
I guess the other one's 7, and I ain't doing the fractions.
It's all about freedom, JD.
They're underwear tops. Yeah,
it's all about freedom.
If that.
I was that way.
Hallelujah. I appreciate that.
Hallelujah.
At least they got drawers, huh?
No.
They don't. That's only on Sundays. Speaking of Sundays.
Yeah.
Y'all want to answer a deep theological question?
Let's try it.
We'll try it.
Let's try and dive deep into theology and win us a Caleb Award. Hey, guys, longtime listener, first-time caller. My name is Jay from Knoxville, Tennessee. I figure y'all are a good crowd to answer this question. What do you think about wearing hats in church? It was deep. That was the joke. But he's concerned. For reference, he goes to a Baptist church, and I know the old tradition is to not wear hats as a respect thing. His grandfather in that generation has given him a hard time about wearing a hat, but he just doesn't see what's wrong with wearing a hat. Hair's pretty long. Sometimes he doesn't brush it. So it's like, why don't I wear a hat? I wear hats the rest of the week. Why can't I wear a hat on Sunday? So should he just rip off the Band-Aid and just walk into church wearing a hat?
I've worn a hat in church.
I have too.
I do take it off every time there's a prayer said or anytime there's reverence to the Almighty or anything like that. I do take it off for that. But
Si, do you wear a hat?
I think military.
I usually take mine off and lay it down.
But I'm like Si, though. I'll wear it in the building, but like it seems like after the first time I take it off, I don't ever put it back on, which is because then it's just a process.
We grew up, you just didn't wear a hat inside.
But I would just say if the difference between wearing a hat and not wearing a hat keeps you out of church, then...
Well, he's not saying that.
No,
he just
but
doesn't
I just
want
say,
to brush his hair.
Well, or just
what I'm gathering.
There's a really easy fix to all of this.
Shave your head.
Get a haircut.
That too.
Just get a haircut. If you don't want to fix long hair, get a haircut.
Am I weird because I have a church hat?
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, that's...
Let's add it to the list, but yeah.
You know, that's where the human race has got ideals about things, you know, and, you know...
I don't think it's legal.
Long hair used to be a big issue.
Yeah.
Especially for a man to wear long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was just the times.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, beards used to not be.
I'm like Charlie Daniels on that. Hey, look, if I can't get it myself, y'all don't get mad at me because of the way I look.
Leave this long haired hippie alone.
I
know you may not know that song.
So. Thanks, Martin. I was mesmerized by Si's ponytail that entire time.
That's a personal thing, okay? He wants to wear long hair. That's up to him.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
it's his body.
But don't wear
it. It's the same way with a beard. Like when you make those choices, there's also another part of stuff that you sign up for when you make those choices.
Well, no, because it's the old thing about,
if you
want to
keep your hair, keep your hair. Cut your hair. Wear a hat. Who cares?
Don't wear a disgusting hat.
Yeah.
There's an action.
Take your fish hook off.
There's also an action. There's a reaction.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just one of them things, you know. You be prepared, okay? If you're gonna be a pioneer and, you know, lead the way, people are gonna look at you.
You're gonna buck the system a little bit.
Yeah, you're gonna buck the system, but hey, you're gonna have to answer for it.
Yeah,
that's being. I don't know if he gets it from wearing a hat in any building or just from doing it in the church building. The church building just keeps raining and keeps you cool and heated. It's not no special.
Well,
it's
I was just
a place where we meet.
Yeah.
That's another thing about people are, you know, they're making that building holy. The building ain't holy. It's two fours, nails, the screws.
We're
and
the
all
building.
That. Yeah. Hey, what makes it holy is, hey, that's where God's people decide to meet.
Yeah. We're the building.
Okay. But I will say,
it's just a building, you know. So don't, you know, that's why I was saying the human thing comes into play here, being a human.
But there's another side to it as well. Like if it's your grandfather and that's going to offend him and the people.
Yeah,
if
your grandfather finds it disrespectful, then don't do
then
it.
Then it's
because that's your elder.
Well, I would just say, because I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would never go in my grandparents' house off and not take my hat off.
Buddy, yeah.
Because that's the way they was raised.
My grandfather was a preacher. I didn't ever wear a hat when I went to his church.
Well, no.
It got left on the front seat of the truck.
No, yeah.
Because I knew
that
he had a certain set of expectations, and that wasn't nothing on Jesus or God. That was
respect for him.
That was my respect for my grandfather.
You're being disrespectful if you do it. Okay, when you know that someone, it's a known thing.
Yeah.
You don't wear the hat in grandpa's house.
Yeah.
I wear a hat to church.
It's the old deal. You know, if you willingly do something against somebody, knowing how he feels, you're sinful.
That's a bad thing to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
My favorite quote from this whole episode is, "If you're gonna pioneer." So,
well, yeah, I'm just saying. Okay.
I like it. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. No.
If you're gonna be ready, and you might have to find somewhere else to go, a more church hat accepting church, if you will.
There's a bunch of them too.
There's plenty of them.
Well, here's the thing: if you're going to church
based on hats,
of all this stuff we're discussing. If that's what you're going there and that's what you're looking at and say, well, I don't, you're going to be disappointed. You're going there for the wrong reason. Okay, that's like me in singing. Okay,
and I sing.
Now, I may be out of key, but I'm not singing for you.
Amen.
I'm singing to the one I come there to worship.
Well, buddy, let me tell you something. Every time you sang in church, you sang it for me.
I just, hey, that's me.
Because it puts a big grin on my face.
Well, I'm giving him everything I got.
I know it, and I love that.
Okay.
Amen.
That's why I was saying, if you go there and you get to looking and you're nitpicking on something that's happening that you disagree with.
Do not sit in front of Si.
Hey, yeah. Because the best
odds are he gonna get all of
it. The best part of going to church was one day this young lady come behind me, an older lady, sit about two rows in front of me, and the praise team sang a lot of the songs that I really like.
Had one of them Sundays.
So, yeah. From the first two, I was all right. I was at a level. But when they got to the third and fifth and sixth and seventh, I'd done gone beyond the level, and I was screaming it, okay? And one young lady that knew me went and sat down beside the older woman and said, "Darling, they're fixing to sing about 10 of his songs, and he ain't going to do nothing but get louder and get involved more. If it bothers you, move about 10 rows down."
Or back.
Or back. Yeah. Behind him, get behind him, way away from him, or in front of him, way away from him. Because he's fixing to let her fly.
I always sat on the same pew as Si. I just scoot down to the right.
Well, that's why.
Is he always on the hard left?
Oh, no. That's why I would love to hear Missy, Jason's wife, just, forget about being in tune and in key and all this junk. Woman, I would love to just see you let her fly one day. Okay?
Isn't that what she does every time?
No. She'll bust your eardrums when she lets it really go.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to hear. I want her to, go ahead. I put my fingers in my ear.
Yeah.
Lady.
Let her rip,
say Chip.
Oh, well, let's let her rip right into another break. We'll come back and stay in that mailbag.
We're going to name somebody's kid next. It's going to be awesome. Are you ready?
Yeah, what else you got?
Apparently, they're running out of name books in the local library in Quitman, Arkansas.
They're running out of what?
You know the baby name books?
Oh, okay.
That have Si.
Okay.
Hello, this is JJ. Our fourth child is expected to arrive in just a few months, and we are struggling to name this thing.
John.
We're blessed to be having our second boy. Please, I am open to suggestions. Keep in mind, last name has one syllable. We're not going to say his last name on air, but it rhymes with rock.
John David.
Rock. I love that. That's a great name. First name John, middle name David, or just put it all in the first name?
That's all biblical.
Whatever you want to do.
I like it because it's all biblical, John and David.
That's right.
And you're sitting next to two of them.
Yep.
Hi.
My middle name's David. His middle name's David.
My name is hyphenated, sir.
Hyphenated.
Yeah. I will say that if you're going with a double name, hyphenate it. It causes much trouble later in life. Martin, what are you naming this kid?
I didn't name mine. So,
now is your chance. You get to name somebody else's.
No, I left that task up to the bride since she was the one carrying.
You didn't have any say? This is fascinating.
I didn't do any of the work. I mean, I did, but, you know.
You was part of it.
A high five after that, the whole process.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't me. So I said, I'll help you and I will agree with you. But at the end of the day, if it's a decision to be made, it's yours.
So now, okay.
So you don't like your kid's names?
Oh, love
them. No. That's a joke.
Love them. Now I want to know.
Because the Jackson's middle name is my grandmother's maiden name.
Was that your suggestion, or?
Well, because her middle name was Nash, or her maiden name was Nash. Brittany is originally from Nashville. So, like, I mean, that one just made perfect sense. Yeah, and that grandmother, like, kept me all during the summers, and, I mean, we were tight as ticks.
Which was the greatest time of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. No, 100%. So, I mean, the fact that she honored that request, but if she would have said, I hate it, I'm going to name this, but okay. You're carrying the child, not me. So
I
yielded all decisions on that front to her.
I went hard on middle names because I knew I wasn't going to get, you know, Alton's kind of an old man name.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's probably not going to go for that for a first name. But I was like, I'm naming one of my kids after my papa. And so I got middle name rights.
Yeah.
On both my boys are named after me and Corey's grandpa. But I think you should go with Tiger.
Does he lay the contribute? Contributions.
He used to, son.
Tiger Rock. Tiger.
That's a good name, don't you think?
I like John better.
I do too. Hyphenate it.
Oh, it comes right off your tongue.
Easy.
Silas.
JB.
Did you name your kids?
He'll probably be a good welder.
Jason Silas.
No.
I don't like
it. Willie Silas.
I really don't like it.
No. Nope.
Willie's not a bad name, actually.
What, Willie?
Yeah. What are you laughing at? Willie Nelson, Willie Robertson,
Willie Johnson.
A lot of Willies. I mean, other places, know. I'm sure.
Silly Willie.
Hunter.
Silly Willie.
What?
Hunter. Nicholas.
Nicholas? Oh, is that your middle name?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, don't name him after
but
him.
But he said he loved his
name. Him Brian.
I like my middle name.
Yeah, but if like one day this kid's 14, he's like, Dad, where'd you come up with my name? And he's like, there was this podcast. It was in the leisure section.
And they were two John
and Davis. They never won an award.
And they never won anything, but they were just worse than the Dungeons and Dragons kids. But they had this producer, and I named you after him. I don't think that's
I used to race motocross a book. A friend and a boy named Tiger Turner.
See?
T.T.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Si, if you got to name a human being today, what would you name it?
John.
What if you named him Purdy?
Named him what?
Name him Newt.
The name I would come up with would be Jesus.
Jesus.
They're from Arkansas, not South Texas.
Hey, well, I'm just saying, hey, the name I would give him was Jesus. Mm-hmm.
I'd give it John.
Can you name yourself Jesus? Can you name? I know our Spanish-speaking brethren go with Jesus.
Jesus.
I just don't know the rules there. I've never met a Jesus, which would be better than meeting a Jezebel, but I've never met one of them either.
Or Judas.
That's not a popular name. Peter. Go with Peter. Speaking of Peter, Peter.
He was a fisherman.
Yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't name him Peter.
I'd name him
but
John.
But you just said you'd name him Jesus. John, I'm just saying that's a lot to live up to.
John David. It just runs.
I think we all agree, John David's the nice one.
That's got to be it.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's biblical.
I'd call my mom and ask her, but she'd agree.
Does he have the other kid's name?
Uh-uh. That's all we're working with.
Oh.
We don't even know his wife's name, but she's hating this right now.
A lot of people do go by the alphabet.
Like all the same name letter?
Name
well, no.
I got one final suggestion. You're on kid number 4. Name him after whichever urologist you choose. Because this should be the end of the
road. Oh, Dr. Rob! Santa Claus. Anyway, Peter, 1 Peter, chapter 5. This is for my man who just has to wear a hat to church and make old people angry. First Peter 5:5. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. If it's that tough of a choice, just show humility and brush your hair.
Take your hat off. Huh. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Bye.